Good morning. The title of my message this morning is The Christian Life's Journey. The Christian Life's Journey. The good memories of our lives. When I was a small girl, one of my favorite Bible stories was about Joseph and his coat with kaleidoscope of colors. I will not forget that word that my Sunday school teacher, told me about kaleidoscope of colors. One Sunday morning, my Sunday school teacher told us the story of young Joseph. His father Jacob loves him so much, and so he made him a beautiful coat. Is there a coat there? He gave it to Joseph, and Joseph was so excited to wear it because it was beautiful. But Joseph has 10 other older brothers. Joseph is the 11th son among 12 brothers. Yet their father Jacob loved Joseph more than any of his other sons because he had been born to him in his old age. I think it's the father's greater love for his son that dictated him to make a special coat for Joseph. Probably another reason why Joseph was receiving more attention and love from his father is that Joseph is his son through his wife Rachel, whom he loved more than his other wife Leah. It seems to me that Jacob, the father of Joseph, is playing some favoritism with his children. Is any one of you here a favorite of his father? Anyone a favorite of his father? I think I'm seeing one hand halfway up. That means you're special. I didn't think I was the favorite daughter of my father when I was a young child. I am the third child among six children. But when I was a small girl, about 7 years old, my father brought me to Sunday school. And that was my first memory of going to church as a young girl. It was a special experience to me. From that time on, I got interested in going to church, and I was enchanted by the colorful pictures of Bible stories like that one. Then my Sunday school teacher would give us crayons to color drawings on our papers. There were things and special memories during our childhood that would remind us how our fathers or mothers have expressed their love to us. On the other hand, there were childhood memories too that were painful to some children. So I would put the unpleasant experiences of our lives. Although Joseph was growing up with the love and special treatment of his father, on the other hand, the effect to Joseph's brothers was hatred and jealousy towards him. Hatred is the feeling on one who hates or intense dislike, according to Webster Dictionary, while jealousy is jealous resentment against a rival, a person enjoying success or advantage. This hatred and jealousy are the emotions that Joseph's brothers felt and harbored in their hearts. They have kept these unhealthy emotions in their hearts as they were growing up. Isn't that sad to have those hatred and jealousy kept in their hearts? Genesis chapter 37 verse 4 says, "When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him. They hated Joseph and could not speak a kind word to him." They could not speak a kind word to him. Robert K. Drummond, in his book, Healing the Hurts of Resentment, resentment and jealousy, he said, begin as hurt and anger that a person experiences as a result of feeling inferior, insignificant, or having been offended. I could say that those were the emotions that Joseph's brothers felt, feelings of inferiority, of insignificance or unimportance. Even more, Joseph told his brothers about his dreams, so they hated him all the more. Verse 5 says, his brothers were offended that the reaction in verse 8 of his brothers says, do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule over us? It was really offensive for Joseph's brothers because they are older than him. They cannot accept that their younger brother will rule over them, as told by his dream. Then Joseph told his father about another dream he had, that the sun and moon and stars and 11 stars were bowing down to him. But Jacob rebuked him, saying, will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you? Upon hearing this, his brothers were jealous, but his father kept the matter in mind. It seems to me that the love being showered to Joseph and the gift of dream he has received have developed or molded him to have a very good self-esteem. Drummond says that self-esteem is the person's basic attitude of approval and respect for himself. In my observation, this was the attitude that was developed in Joseph's personality, approval and respect for himself. However, while Joseph was enjoying a high self-esteem, his brothers, on one hand, were full of hatred and jealousy. Resentment and jealousy are considered by early theologians as one of the seven great sins, according to Drummond. Furthermore, he said that resentment and jealousy are among the most destructive of all human emotions because both of nature and their outcome. Very dangerous, aren't they, resentment and jealousy? Thus, we will learn in chapter 37, verses 19 to 21, Joseph's brothers came up with a plan to kill him. Well, good thing they did not kill him, but they sold him instead to the Ishmaelite merchants who were on their way going to Egypt. Then afterwards, they went home and reported to their father that Joseph is dead by showing him the special coat Joseph had, but it was already full of blood. Yes, their father recognized that it's his beloved son's coat. So Jacob mourned for the loss of his son. He tore his clothes, put on sackcloth, and mourned for his son many days. But what about Joseph's brothers? I wonder what was their true feeling. What was their true feeling? I wonder if Joseph's brothers just ignored the guilt of lying to their father. They ignored the guilt of lying to their father of what really happened to their brother Joseph. I wonder if there is any guilt in our lives that we ignore and still is haunting us. Drummond said that the process of ridding ourselves of our resentments and jealousies begin with the very basic step of repenting and receiving the daily grace of God and praising Him for all He has done in our lives. He also said that when we are open to God, it causes us to become open with ourselves too, and to understand better the hurts and grudges we keep in our hearts. Then we can see ourselves as persons made in His image, people of infinite dignity and worth, people who are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. God is present in our lives. Some people may think, where is God when Joseph was thrown into a cistern by his jealous brothers? Where was God when he was sold to the Ishmaelite merchants? Well, the only answer I can think of is that God allowed it to happen. These are the things in our lives that God allows to happen, whether good or bad. Did God really leave Joseph? Did he forsake him? In Genesis chapter 39, three times, it was mentioned that the Lord was with Joseph. In verse 2, in verse 21, it says the Lord was with him. And in verse 23, the Lord was with Joseph. It wasn't an easy life for Joseph to live in a foreign country and foreign household. It was totally different from what he used to do when he was with his father in Canaan, and his brother's work was tending the flock and cattle. However, because the Lord was with Joseph, he prospered Joseph. He worked hard in the house of the Egyptian master, Potiphar. His master saw that the Lord was with him. And that the Lord gave him success in everything he did. So he was made in charge of his household and was entrusted of everything his master owned. And the result was the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian master. And this was because of Joseph that the household was blessed. Friends, do you believe that even today God is with you? He is with you too. And because He is with you, He will prosper you and He will give success in everything you do. Amen? Amen. God will bless the household, the church, the school, the office, the company will be blessed because of you. Praise the Lord. He will bless you wherever you are serving. You know, Joseph, in spite of the success he has attained in managing his master's household and field, he had to face trials and temptations. Joseph was a young and vulnerable man to temptation of the flesh. But then he boldly said to his master's wife, who was trying to seduce him, "How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" That's what he said. Although Joseph was alone in a foreign land, he took his stand as a man who fears God. He took his stand as a man who fears God. Are there things that you struggle with as a Christian? Are there things that you struggle with as a Christian that may compromise your faith in God? But we can be victorious like Joseph if we say no because we fear God. No, because we fear God. Joseph's trials didn't stop there. He was put into prison. He was punished for a sin he did not do. Did God leave him? Verse 21 says, "The Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden." He put Joseph in charge of all held in the prison, and he was made responsible for all that was done there. Once again, the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. Verse 23 says, maybe some of you can relate to what Joseph went through. The trials and temptations in the old times were no different with our temptations and trials today, right? But one thing is sure, the Lord is with you and with me. The Lord is with you and with me. Because the Lord is with Joseph, in his time, he is also with you today. Although I did not choose that time, the song this morning, but the Lord was with Joseph in his time and even with us today. He is with us. God is with us. For he is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Praise the Lord, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. It is my prayer for our graduating students who are here that wherever the Lord takes you after APNTS, you will be reminded of this verse in Hebrews 13:8. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I pray also for our students who are here and for those who will remain that you will continue to take the challenge of doing your best and devoting your time to your studies and work because God is with you. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen.